Well, I think we were very pleased with all the quarterbacks. You know, we threw a lot at them from the very first day we were here, you know, as a new staff and with a new team this year. And we told them from the first day that we're going to have to make a tough decision. And their job was to make it tough on us. And, you know, I think Coach did a great job the last couple of days explaining why we made the decision.
How have you seen each of them, Patrick and Trevor, respond to the decision was made?
Well, you know, I, as expected for both of them, I think. You know, it's one guy's really excited, one guy's really disappointed. And, you know, we sat down and talked with each one of them. We sat down initially to tell them what we were doing, and then, you know, I individually talked to both guys and, you know, talked to them about what we're going to do moving forward and how we're going to approach everything. And, you know, of course, Paxton was disappointed. You know, anyone was going to be that way, the competitor he is, but I think he's handled it the right way. And we talked about this a long time ago, like I talked about the first meeting, that, hey, we made this decision, we're in this room together. You know, we're going to fight together. We're going to play together. We're going to help each other out. You know, whatever we got to do up throughout the entire season to help one another, regardless of who the quarterback was going to be, you know, back early when we had this conversation. And then we talked again the other day. Once we made the decision, we're moving forward, and coaches explained why, and we're going to support each other and go out there and do what we can to win football games.
With Jamal getting his first snaps this week, what do you want to see from him Saturday?
Just go out and play. You know, really excited for him for the opportunity. He's worked extremely hard to get to where he is today, you know, coming off the injury that he had. So we're all excited to see him play.
Mike, you've done a lot with running backs in the past. How do you
like this group? It's been they've done a nice job. You know, I think some guys have stepped up. They've been given an opportunity, whether they were here with us when we first started this year, and a couple of the guys came in, whether it was through free agency, through a pickup somewhere, a transaction, through the draft. You know, we've always played multiple guys. They understand that, and I think CJ understands his role, what he needs to do, and to get in great shape and kind of be the leader of the group. He's been here the longest. And, you know, adding a veteran like Jamal to come in and, you know, help the younger guys talk about the experiences, how to practice, and just to see the way, you know, to kind of touch on what you asked earlier, the way he's worked is great for young guys to see. So pleased with where they're at.
You like the variety they give you?
Yeah. Can never have enough. You want to have enough guys out there. Like we've said from, you know, 2002 on, we've always played with multiple backs back there, and the tempo of the game, the flow of the game, we're going to play a number of guys, so happy with what they've been doing.
For a young guy like Garrett Bowles, how can a night like Saturday help his development in terms of learning, okay, this is holding, this is what they're going to call, and growing going forward?
Well, I think the more he plays, the more comfortable he's going to become, you know, at this level. Some of the things that happen, and, you know, hey, there's going to be certain penalties. There's going to be holding penalties. You know, you think you've got a guy, and all of a sudden a quarterback like the other night, or a back, or somebody bounces the ball outside, those are going to happen. But there's some that we can cut down on, and we just got to minimize the penalties, not just him, but the entire offense.
Speaking of Bowles, he was saying that it's a fine line between aggression and reining it in. He said that's how he plays aggressive.
Yeah.
You don't want to rein that in, but how did you teach him there's a fine line between the two?
Don't hold. I mean, you're going to play. You don't want to take that away from any player. You are going to go out there as an offense and play aggressive, but we've got to eliminate there's certain penalties we can't eliminate. You know, DT looks phenomenal, and I've got huge expectations for him. I think he understands, and I understand what the expectations are of this organization and the type of offense or the type of team we need to have. But, you know, he's the leader of the group. Him and Emmanuel both, you know, what a great, you know, they set the standard for this offense, the way we're going to work, the way they practice. They're so competitive, and I think that's the great thing about this team, is the way they practice against one another. You know, all off season long, all through the OTAs, the mini camps, through training camp, it's been so competitive. But not just DT, but Emmanuel, the standard that they set. But, you know, DT played that way when we were together back in the days. You know, him and Virgil are the only two guys left remaining on offense. But I just love the way he works, and, you know, I'm looking forward to DT having a, you know, a phenomenal year.
What's impressed you about D'Angelo?
Well, I think he's learned. And I think all young players, they come in here and you come in the first couple of days, it becomes, you know, God, which way's right, which way's left. And then you think you've got it. And then you hit that wall a little bit and you slow down and all of a sudden you're going, oh, God, what am I doing here? You know, and then you kind of come out of that funk a little bit. And then you just go start playing the preseason games, and it slows down a little bit for you. You start playing fast, and then it just becomes playing football again. But very pleased what he's done when he's had an opportunity. And, you know, he's improved in protections too, which is a big thing on our system. The backs have got to be able to protect.
Okay. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks.
All right, thank you very much.